I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The Gold Rush was a key formative event in America's history, enterprising men and women heading into them thar hills to pan and dig for gold in the hope of striking it rich, the little guys competing with corporations. You might say something similar is happening now in the Democratic Republic of Congo, only it's not gold people are looking for, but cobalt. And in at least one corner of the DR Congo, it seems almost everyone, men, women, children, are out digging. Cobalt is a chemical element found in the Earth's crust, and it's become absolutely critical for our functioning in the digital age. It stabilizes the batteries in all our smartphones and our electric cars. And as demand for cobalt surges, so does its price. Journalist Vivian Walt traveled to the Democratic Republic of Congo to see the process firsthand. Walt has an in-depth story appearing in the new edition of Fortune magazine. She's now back in Paris. There's been knowledge, Vivian, about the horrible conditions for workers, including child laborers at these artisanal mines in Congo. But there's an ever-increasing demand for cobalt around the world. What specifically did you want to find out in DR Congo when you went there?
Well, there's certain questions that we went to Congo with. Yes, we knew that child labor was probably rampant, as indeed we found it was. What we wanted to know was, what are companies trying to do about this? They keep claiming that they're not in the business of buying cobalt from any mine that uses children in it. And we wanted to find out if this was really credible. The other big question for us was, what happens from now? Because there's a race on to supply the world with enough cobalt to roll out the electric car future. Until now, cobalt has mostly been used for our tech devices, but that really is a minuscule amount compared to what we're going to need if the governments around the world begin shifting to electric cars on the scale that they have said that they plan to do. So these were the two big questions that we arrived with, and it was complicated and somewhat difficult story to unpick. Whatever we found really against the wishes of the government and the police on the ground, who try to stop us at every turn. Mm-hmm. And
What did they not want you to see, and what did you see?
Well, you know, when we came, the governor of the province that is sitting on, at this point, most of the world's reserves of cobalt said to us, you know, numerous times, we've got nothing to hide, we're totally open. But every, you know, minute of our reporting on the ground told us a very different story. They did not want us, certainly, to see any child miners. And yet, all you had to do was, you know, go down any little country road into any informal mine, and there were children everywhere digging for any bits of cobalt that they can possibly find.
So introduce us to one of these young miners that you met.
We ran into an 11-year-old. He's exactly the same age as my kid, who was, you know, having a wonderful summer back home. And here was this 11-year-old boy walking up the hill with a sack of cobalt on his back. He had never been to school. He probably had about 15 pounds of cobalt that he was carrying, and for that he might possibly earn about $2 or $3 for a long day's work.
Wow.
For kids like this, that is totally worth doing. It's $2 or $3 a day that their families would not otherwise have.
And remind us what cobalt is, Vivian, why it is so vital to our digital age.
Well, it's a mineral that has what engineers call energy density. It has the energy density that other minerals don't have, which means that it's stable enough and it can last long enough to power tech devices. And more specifically, and this is the big question for the future, an electric vehicle. The amount of cobalt that an electric vehicle needs to run is about 1,000 times or more the cobalt that is found, for example, in an iPhone. So, you know, as we get millions of electric vehicles rolling off factory assembly lines, there's a big question as to how all these cars are going to be powered. And many people I interviewed said to me, you know, the problem with all of these targets that the governments have set is that government officials know absolutely nothing about mining. They know nothing about how anything is actually made. They've never been inside a mine. And so what sounds great in, you know, Silicon Valley is in reality much more complicated.
Yeah, meantime, this small slice of the Democratic Republic of Congo has just got the richest deposits in the world of cobalt. I mean, the way you describe it, is it like, you know, these kids like leave their village and kind of just go out somewhere and start digging and they find cobalt?
Well, the big mine that we were in called Kasulu actually began kind of by accident. In 2012, there were locals living on the land, and they began, according to the local government officials who we met there, the mine actually began by people digging holes in the ground to build latrines. And lo and behold, they struck cobalt with very high concentrations of the mineral and realized that they were sitting on, precious resources. And thousands of people poured into the land to dig for cobalt.
Journalist Vivian Walt, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You can find Vivian's in-depth story about the Congolese cobalt business in the new edition of Fortune magazine.